This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today I'm with Khalil Knight Papiano, aka KP, a member of the team who won the Design Thinking Challenge through University of Arizona's Office of Student Engagement and Career Development. KP is a DJ, entrepreneur, producer, and a student, among other things. Welcome, KP.
Hello.
KP, do you want to give a shout out to the rest of the team who won the Design Thinking Challenge?
Of course. We have Sadie Shaw, Emily McAbee, Sydney Harrison, and Ben Truong.
Congratulations to the team. KP, your path could have taken you in so many directions.
Yes.
You hail from Plano, Texas. You've been working since you were 16. You were in the Air Force for 6 years. You were deployed to Afghanistan twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're also involved with a number of Tucson arts and culture organizations, including the Dunbar Pavilion, which is an African-American arts and culture center here in Tucson.
Yes.
Could you tell me about the history and the presence of this place? I know that you also represented the Dunbar at Social Venture Partners Fast Pitch.
Yes.
Which I'll just tell people is a communication training program that culminates in a live pitching event, right, mm-hmm. at the Leo Rich Theater. So maybe you could start by answering the question with what you told the audience that night at Fast Pitch.
It was basically, I just asked them questions about the Dunbar. It's like displacement of black people in Tucson, although black people have been here forever.
So the Dunbar Pavilion was originally a school.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a segregated school.
Yes. It was segregated from 1918 to 1952. And then after the desegregation order in the United States kind of passed, it slowly yet surely became desegregated.
Well, I was really shocked by the fact that the Dunbar's name was changed to Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people didn't like the idea of sending their children to a school named after a black person.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And it's like me saying that to a crowd full of older white people, they were just like, whoa, you know, it's 2019. And they're sitting there like, man, shame on my ancestors.
So do you think that most of the people in the room at the Leo Rich Theater didn't know this information?
Yes.
You have a mini program on KXCI called Blacks that launched this year. But for you, it's a little more than just that mini program, right?
Mm-hmm. Blacks is inherently a collective. Blacks is black people, is the face of black people. But I'm trying to use it as a catalyst for black people to get it together. To get it together, talk about one another, communicate with one another, just embrace our culture as we should.
What are some of the topics that have come up on the show?
Talking about mental health with Amber Wilkerson.
What did you learn about mental health?
I know that mental health is just a topic that a lot of people don't talk about, especially in marginalized communities, because if we don't have affordable housing and all these other things, we don't have time to talk about our mental states.
What do you think is the standard response to a mental health issue?
In the black community, standard is just like, oh, you don't need therapy because therapy costs money. And if you don't have money, how are you supposed to go to therapy?
Yeah. Well, I think a standard response in a lot of different communities is, you know, you feel depressed, just try not to feel depressed.
Yeah, or just go outside and drink some water. But it's like, no, this is actually a diagnosis.
Thank you, KP.
Oh, thank you, Ava. I really appreciate you.
Today, KP is going to play us off, and the whole track is on the podcast at kxci.org. Hand to Hand is produced by KP and Grand Champion Music, featuring Spiritual. This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.
You ain't really about it, you don't really understand. Everybody where I'm from be living hand in hand. They pop your wig right after they pop a zen. Libre de azúcar, boy, this shit is out of hand. Everybody want attention, everybody want the pension. Don't nobody want the tension, and that's okay.